With wildfires blazing from California to Idaho, many Western winemakers worry that their grapes could be tainted with smoke. Correspondent Anna King reports.
Thousands of vines roll over the hills like neatly placed stitches on a rumpled bed quilt. The sunset on Red Mountain Sunset Road near Richland, Washington is usually spectacular, but on this evening, the sun just slips behind a dirty white veil of smoke. Pickers can't work as much in the smoke, says Red Mountain winemaker Charlie Hoppus.
I mean, we've really taken a week off in the middle of harvest, which I haven't done in 33 years.
As the smoke clears, what remains is worry. Wildfire smoke may have tainted fruit across the West. The wine industry is asking Congress for economic relief for fire and smoke damage in California, Oregon, and Washington. Vicki Charlow, head of the Washington Wine Growers Association, signed the letter.
The production in those three states alone, just the wine grape farm gate value, is $4.5 billion a year.
Grapes absorb very tiny smoke particles into their leaves, skins, and flesh. The smoke then binds with the sugars in the grape. Sean Sullivan edits the Washington Wine Report. He says wine tainted by wildfire smoke doesn't have that yummy, toasty oak barrel flavor, but rather tastes like
campfire, wood smoke, ashtray, smoked meat, medicine.
Sullivan says not everybody notices the taint. And he says in some varieties like Syrah, a little smokiness is considered desirable. Tom Collins studies wine and smoke at Washington State University in Richland. He says whether you taste the smoke depends on everything from how far the fire is from the vineyard, what fuel is burning, the time of year, and even the variety of grapes.
You can't just say, oh, that particular region had smoke this year, their wines are not going to be good. Because in any given exposure, there are a range of outcomes.
So winemakers need to know if the millions of dollars of grapes they are harvesting right now are worthless. But winemakers can't taste the smoke just by smooshing a berry in their mouths in the vineyard. Only when the grapes are made into wine and the sugar bonds are chemically broken are the smoke particles released and the flavors detectable. And the labs that usually test for smoke compounds in grapes are so inundated with samples from across the West that many winemakers are flying blind. So large companies like St. Michel Estates are testing grapes in its lab. And smaller winemakers like Charlie Hoppus are making wine in baby batches.
We truly don't know what the effects are yet, because every place is different.
The industry's Charlo worries about climate change. Scientists predict even more wildfires. Charlo says climate change is changing the Western terroir, the makeup of soil, air, and elevation that gives a wine its unique qualities.
Now a part of our terroir has become an increasingly prevalent amount of wildfires. That has become an annual event that we will have to deal with in the foreseeable future. And we're going to all of agriculture will have to figure out how to deal with that.
I'm Anna King on Red Mountain in Washington.